this is Teresa McPherson, editor of ASI Magazine, and I'm here with Dan Adams, founder and president of the AIM Institute and author of New Product Blueprinting, the Handbook for B2B Organic Growth. Dan will be presenting the keynote, The Awkward Realities of B2B Innovation, Why They'll Laugh at Us in 20 Years, at the upcoming Fall Adhesive and Sealant Convention, which takes place October 19th to 21st in Pittsburgh. Dan, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Glad to be here, Teresa.
For those of us not familiar with the AIM Institute, can you please give us an overview?
Sure. We're a training and software company with a pretty narrow focus. We help B2B companies, business to business, mostly Fortune 500, with their product development. And in that, we do it mostly in the front end of innovation, helping them understand their customers' needs better.
What are some common mistakes companies make when launching a new product?
Well, we find that most companies have a stage and gate sort of process, and at the very far left end of it, you see idea generation. So we often will ask them, well, whose idea was that? Was that yours or was it your customer's? And the answer in virtually every industry all around the world is the same. It's our idea. So then we ask this question. We say, okay, you start with your idea, we get it, but when do you really understand what the market's needs are? And if we have a really honest conversation, what they'll say is, well, we validate it, and then we develop it, and then we launch it. And then sometime after we launch it, we figure out what the customer's needs are. And so we then come back to them, we say, okay, let me get this straight. You're really trying to test market needs by launching products to customers. And they say, well, yeah, I guess that's what we're doing. Kind of picture one of these old medieval catapults, if you will, you know. We know you're going to love this next one, whoosh, you know. And so our point is we can do better than that. That's a very inefficient way of understanding what the market wants.
So what should adhesive and sealant professionals keep in mind when developing a new product?
Well, I think if they'll think this about this, it might be helpful. There's really two types of risk that they're going to go through with every new product development. One is technical risk. One is commercial risk. Now, they're going to resolve that technical risk during the development stage. That's what they're there to do in the laboratory and so forth. When do they resolve commercial risk? Most companies, because they're not understanding needs in the front end, are really resolving their commercial risk after they launch a product. They reach certainty. Either the certain customers did want it, or their certain customers did not want it. What we propose is this. They can build a certainty time machine. Rather than reaching certainty in the launch stage, they can reach certainty before they even go into the development stage. They can reach the certainty in the front end. Now, we say this for companies who are making adhesives and sealants and others that are B2B. It's not true for consumer goods, in our view. But their B2B customers, these adhesives and sealants professionals, their customers, compared to B2C, have more knowledge, more interest, more objectivity, more foresight. So they could actually turn this business of customer insight into a science, and they can do that and resolve the commercial risk before they begin developing.
You discussed confirmation bias. Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, we talk about confirmation bias because most companies today, or at least many companies, do what is called validating their hypothesis. They come up with their idea, and they go to the customer and say, don't you love my idea? Well, confirmation bias is, you know, when we tend to interpret information in terms of our predisposed views. And so what happens is when a supplier goes with their idea and says, don't you like my idea? Let me validate it with you. They're really going to have their judgment clouded. They're going to hear what they want to hear, and the customers are going to tend to tell them what they want to hear. So we say what you need to do is get some quantitative data on what customers want, unbiased, unfiltered. Now, sometimes people will say, well, I don't know that I have confirmation bias, Dan. And I'll say, well, think back on your last performance review. Your boss probably had some praise to give you, and he probably had some criticism to give you. Which did you agree with more, the praise or the criticism? And of course, the answer is we all agree with the praise more. That's what we call confirmation bias.
Thanks again, Dan. I'll see you in Pittsburgh.
Great. Thank you, Teresa. It's been a pleasure.
or be sure to check out our ASC Fall Convention coverage in the September and October issues of ASI, available on our website at adhesivesmag.com.